Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse wrap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
All right, let's talk to a legendary Eagles coach. He's a member of the Pro Football Hall of Fame. I know he was psyched to see the Eagles win week one in Brazil. It's kind of a long wait from the Friday game week one to the Monday game week two. And Dick Vermeil is going to join us every Friday at this time. Brought to us by Independence Blue Cross, the region's strongest network of doctors and hospitals. Means you can choose where, when, and how you get the care you need. Learn more at IBX.com. Let's talk to Coach Vermeil. Good morning, Coach Vermeil.
Good morning.
Wonderful to have you on the show as always, Dick. So an awful lot to digest from week one. Let's just start with this. What did you make of the grinded out? You know, the Eagles, it was sloppy in a lot of ways, but they found a way to get a win. How impressed with you were you with the grinded out manner in which the Eagles got that W?
Well, my overall opinion was I was impressed with how the team played. I was really impressed with how the defense played following the two turnovers early
yes.
in the ball. I mean, you know, you talk brand new coordinator, brand new defensive scheme, put on the whole like they were put in, and to respond like they executed in the ball game with the intensity and everything, I was impressed. You know, it faded a little bit as the game went on, but still, I think it was a great starting point for the defense. I really do. And you know, and Jalen Hurts isn't going to throw two interceptions in every football game.
Right. That, we need to clean that up, that's for sure. How can our edge players generate more pressure, Coach? It felt like that was sagging a little bit, and we need to fix the pass rush.
Well, number one, play against weaker offensive tackles.
You know? That would help.
You know, I really mean this. You know, so much is made on sack percentage and ratio in ball games and hits on the quarterback, but many of the great pass rushers get their most sacks on the weaker offensive tackles. I always graded a pass rusher's ability based on when he was playing against an equal offensive tackle. And the sack ratios always go down. And Green Bay has good tackles. You know that.
Sure.
I think the sack ratio will go up as those guys get going. And as you saw with the linebacker getting two sacks, that the scheme is going to include linebackers for pass rushers as well. So I think that'll all improve. I really do. And if the tackles for Atlanta aren't real good this week, they're going to sack them, you know.
Have you did you ever see anything like an inside backer like Zach Bond going out there with 15 tackles, two sacks? Like, we didn't expect that. I hadn't seen anything like that in training camp. Is this sustainable, sending these inside backers to sort of, I don't know, make up for the lack of pressure off the edges? If the tackles are really good, You send guys up through the A-gaps. Is that something we can do week in, week out?
Well, it's going to worry the opponent each week. They're going to have to be prepared for it. Now, granted, last week, Green Bay was not really totally prepared for those kind of pass rushes. Didn't expect it, maybe, from the Eagles. You can't sustain from a linebacker two sacks the ball game. No one's ever done that. But I think you send a message. You better be prepared. And once they get prepared for that kind of pass rush, I think Vic will come up with something they haven't seen. Mm-hmm. So I think the variety of pass rushes and pass quarterback sacks and hits is going to vary this year, maybe more than it has in the last few years.
The decision-making of Jalen Hurts, where do you feel like that stands right now? How confident are you that he'll take a step forward this week? We need to see a better Jalen, and I'm confident in him. I don't know how long this takes for him to get up to speed within a new offense. How do you feel about that?
Well, you know, we listen to everybody talk, including you guys, and reading the paper. He doesn't throw a pass intercept the entire training camp, okay?
Yeah.
Granted, it wasn't game day. You know, Jalen Hurts is not a pass interception thrower. He's not. That's not his profile. And I think he'll clean up. I think he tried too hard down the red zone when he threw that one going in. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes you can get too aggressive. You have to be more patient and be willing to accept something else. But that was not his profile. He may not throw another interception for three ball games. He might throw one a game. All quarterbacks throw interceptions. He doesn't throw as many as most.
Dick Vermeil here with us as we broadcast from Borgata. Coach, let's talk about Saquon Barkley. So you had a really special back in Philly with Wilbert. Of course, you had others as well, including Marshall Faulk and Priest Holmes. Can you put into words the advantage when you have a player, Saquon's ability, what that does for a head coach and an offense?
Well, you never know when he's going to make a big play. You know, they gave him the ball 23 times and threw it to him two times, but there's going to be ball games when a higher percentage of plays beyond the design of the play take place, because he'll break a tackle, make two guys miss. Actually, that ball game really didn't test him. Running, they gave him some nice holes to run through. He was probably thought it was a mirage. He hadn't seen holes like that in New York in a few years, you know. So I think you haven't seen the best of him. Now, he may not make as many yards in some of these games, but he will make more difficult, successful runs in the future than you saw in the opener.
How does he change our goal line and short yardage plan? Does he get the ball now more than Jalen? What would you prefer, Coach?
Well, you never go wrong by putting the ball in the hands of your best player in pressure situations. When I was a coordinator, the most appreciative suggestion the head coach made to me each time was put the ball in the hands of my best player in critical situations. So, yes, he's going to get the football. I prefer to give him the ball more between the 10 and 5-yard line, or when the defense isn't quite as constricted. Because he's so elusive, especially running out of the pistol or an I formation, that he'll find a place to run. You get down inside the goal line, it's pretty well defined when you get inside that 1 or 2 yard line.
Dick, with the Eagles not playing on Sunday, we're going to have a chance to evaluate Dallas again in a standalone game. They looked really good week one. Do you think the Cowboys are legit, or at least regular season legit again, and that maybe they're better than some of us perceived?
They did what we in Philadelphia did. They added a defensive coordinator with a lot of experience. Zimmerman came in there, and they played lights out against one of the highest-paid quarterbacks in the league. Okay, yes, he's disappointing. But Zimmerman really helped that defensive football team. Are they going to play like they did Sunday against Cleveland every weekend? No. But they're going to have to be reckoned for. I'll tell you that. They'll be good. I know a couple coaches on the offensive staff there, and they're going to be a good football team. And, you know, that's good for our division. You know, it increases the attention that we give Dallas, and we can hate them all the more during the season.
I love that.
Dick, we have a segment called Drop of the Week, and I think you might have just won it. It's a poignant, funny, or favorite comment that we have on the show in the course of a week. That was pretty darn good. All right, Coach, let's get here and let's round it out with the game coming up on Monday night. The Eagles versus the Falcons. Feels like they face Kirk Cousins week two an awful lot. So here we go again. What's your prediction for what's up ahead Monday night?
Well, my computer says Eagles win by two. I think they'll beat them by more. Now, Kirk Cousins isn't going to play like he played last week. His profile in his career, he's only 2.2% interception ratio percentage. He's not an interception thrower, so chances are he's not going to do that. Chances are he's going to play a lot better. And I think our quarterback will play a lot better, and I think we'll beat them soundly.
Make sure everyone gets Vermeil wine. It's the best. I drink it. Amy from Villanova drinks it. It's the best. Great news. If you live in Pennsylvania or New Jersey, you can now get delicious Vermeil wine shipped directly to your home. Visit vermeilwines.com. Again, that website is vermeilwines.com for Coach's entire wine selection this season, next season, any and every season from Coach Dick Vermeil. Coach, thanks so much. We look forward to talking to you next week. Have a great weekend.
Bye-bye.
All right, thanks, there Coach. He is, the legendary Coach Dick Vermeil. By the way, congratulations goes out to Leslie from East Stroudsburg, who was our winner of the tickets given away courtesy of NovaCare. Leslie knew in the last couple days here the names that were said for the ticket giveaway were Chad Lewis, Darren Sproles, Nick Foles, who, of course, will be honored on Monday night, and Tommy McDonald. Make sure you lead. You listen to our show in the lead-up to every Eagles home game as we give away tickets courtesy of NovaCare. The key time to listen, 8 o'clock Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. All right, 215-592-9494. Coming up, in addition to all the phone calls, Ruben on the champagne issue we've been discussing. When and how should the Phillies pop champagne or not during the regular season? Do you do it when you clinch a playoff spot? You got to wait till you win the division? Do you wait till you get the one seed? Or do you think bigger fish to fry? Don't pop any champagne.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about
this? I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.